back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. I'm actually in Grand Rapids, Minnesota today, but as always, thrilled to be chatting with folks all across the Northern Plains, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and beyond, ladies and gentlemen. And there are a lot of ways to listen to this program. And we found out little issue with some people this morning that said, hey, your audio doesn't sound real good. They were listening on the app. All right? So, Todd, did you ever check out the iHeartMedia app? We didn't know which app.
Yeah, that sounded fine. And I put the KTGO app in my phone, and that sounded fine. So
yeah, so I think it was the Flag app, and it's been fixed now. So yeah. Somebody on our trip to New York City asked me, too, like, do you have a podcast? And I said, well, we do an occasional podcast called Teddy Talk, where we interview guests for an extended time. But we have a podcast of the show that's available so that you can listen to the show. And they said, well, how do I find it? What'sonyourmindradio.com. If you go there, it's very easy. You go to the top right-hand corner, and it'll say listen live, and you can actually listen live, like from a desktop or whatever, but you also can then subscribe to the podcast. And same thing if you go to the KFIRE website, right, Todd? Is there's an easy way to find it? Yeah. And are those on iHeartMedia, or is that separate?
It's on there, too. Because anything that would be at KFYR.com will also be on iHeart as well. So,
yeah. So we have a lot of ways you can listen to this program. And maybe what I should do is get one of our digital wizards on one day and just do a little tutorial. We did that years ago where we just, you know, you grab your phone and we're going to help you subscribe to the show right while we're doing it. But suffice it to say, it's pretty darn easy. But sometimes we think it's easy because we just know where the stuff is, and then you're searching and looking, and it isn't always so easy. So we appreciate you listening however you are listening, okay? And let's get cranking with another hour here. What's on your mind? Bottom of the hour, Jimmy Fail is going to be here. He was such an awesome host of our group in New York City and is such a talent, such a funny guy. Fox Nation, you watch him. He's on a lot of the Fox shows. We have him on the KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag every afternoon. Todd has him on fairly regularly on the KFIRE Cafe. He's a fun guy. He's a great talent, and so we're going to catch up with Jimmy. We're continuing our conversation with Lee Stengem now, and Lee is the author of the book, The Late, Great, Almost United States of America. So, and I'm going to go to Chuck in Newtown here, and then we're going to pick up our conversation from before the break with Lee, specific to hope. What hope do we have to hang on to right now about the future? And his answer was Virginia, and specifically that the concern of parents over critical race theory being taught in schools was the epicenter of change in Virginia. And there were other elections, New Jersey and some other places that were pretty profound that didn't get necessarily all the attention they should have, but it happened in a lot of places. So I agree with that. Let's go to Chuck in Newtown next up on What's On Your Mind. For Lee Stengem, or for us, vying for our caller of the day, because we are going to celebrate 12 great callers on this program now till Christmas, to give you an idea of why we are so excited every day to get on the radio and hear from the great folks who have so much to bring, like Chuck in Newtown. How are you, Chuck? Good morning.
I'm doing great, and I'm listening to your show and enjoying it, and I do have an answer for your question of why Jesus was born in the stable.
Lay it on.
He is the Lamb of God, and because there is no room in the inn, he had to be born in the stable because that was what was available. And as a symbolic gesture, God allowed him to be born in a stable, symbolizing that he is the Lamb of God. And it is also speculated that that wasn't just any stable, but that was the stable used to house the sacrificial lambs that the temple used.
See, there's just great tidbits. I mean, this is so rich to hear this, folks. And Chuck's correct. I mean, this is, and so was Esther, right? I mean, these are solid answers, and they are good contributions. They're not specifically exactly what I was looking for, but they all fit into one bigger picture, and it's just great. Chuck, thanks for the call. Thanks for the lesson. Do you want to weigh in on what gives you hope these days? What as you look to the future?
Jesus Christ gives me the hope that things will turn around in our country. As we pray to him and ask for guidance that our leaders will do the right thing, that's the hope.
You, once again, have nailed it. You're exactly right. And you really need to use that as your anchor in these crazy times in which we live. No doubt about it. Well said, Chuck. Thank you very much. I joked when I once remember when One Shot Scott went in to get the first Pfizer shot vaccine, Todd, however many oodles of ago, eons ago. And there were signs up that said, my shot of hope or something to that effect. And I'm like, okay, I don't get my hope from a shot. That's not, this is the creepy stuff that you go, whoa, back up the truck here, back up the truck. And that's exactly what.
I mean, I hope it works, but yeah, it's not your hope.
Yeah, it's just getting a little.
Not where you place your faith.
It's creepyville when you start getting, there. But that's exactly. Sort of the mentality that's out there. So, Lee, back to the CRT bit and back to what happened in the previous election. If your number one concern right now, as we talked about at the beginning of this, is election integrity, basically. And your best example of hope right now is what happened in Virginia. If we can't trust elections, how did we win in Virginia, New Jersey, Texas, all the Arizona, all the other places that we won in the last election? What's your take there?
Well, I think that the Democrats were not prepared for what was about to happen when the mother took on the Loudoun school board, and so that motivated the Republicans. And because of what has been happening in the rest of the country with regard to the Biden administration, you know, starting with the disaster at the border and all the people coming across the border, what happened with oil, Keystone, him shutting it down at the same time, allowing the Russians to transport their oil into Germany and getting nothing in return for it. And then because of the shortage of oil, he goes to OPEC and asks them to produce more oil when there's all sorts of oil available in the United States. He just has zero priority with regard to the future of the United States. It's all their agenda. Now, I can mention Afghanistan and that disaster. Of course, we just talked about the CRT, and then abortion is going to be a big issue coming up, too.
So, in other words, critical mass on really bad policy awakened enough people that the election was, I guess, shenanigan proof. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That basically,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, especially in Virginia, I think it caught them off guard, and I think in the rest of the country too, they were caught off guard that the Republicans are still in the mix, and they're still. Have some remembrance of President Trump and what's going to happen in the year to come.
Very interesting. Stephen Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Our guest is Lee Stenjum, author of The Late, The Great, Almost, United States of America. North Dakotan, by the way. Were you born in Watford City, Lee?
I was indeed.
Man alive.
I was delivered by my grandfather in the home of a friend of my parents.
Unbelievable. Pretty incredible. And a lot of miracles have come out of Watford City, North Dakota, I'll tell you. Stephen Mandan, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to take a shot at your answer. Since Jesus was the sacrificial lamb, he was a firstborn male lamb, or the firstborn male lamb was wrapped in swaddling. They cleaned it up, laid it in the manger so it could be inspected to be unblemished. For the sacrifice of the people's sins. And that was the significance of being laid in the manger.
The fun part of this effort in this question of the day is all these callers are right. They've all got a piece of this from the greatest story ever told. I will tell you that the answer I was looking for, and as a Catholic, I am a fan of the rosary. And all the rosary really is the story of salvation, right? So if, you know, you've got the mysteries and you walk through the different decades. And it, for a guy like me whose wheels turn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when I'm sleeping, I'm dreaming about something, this, that, or the other. It's just how I'm wired. The rosary sort of, you know, puts me in a place where I can shut everything off and just pray. And it's just loaded up with Our Fathers and Hail Marys and Glory Bees. And it just, but it tells the story of salvation, basically. And I think it's the Joyful Mystery has a part of the manger scene and Jesus being born. And it talks about he was born in a manger to symbolize detachment from earthly things. And so that was actually the answer I was looking for. It's all the answers have been correct in one way or another. Stephen, I appreciate your call. But talk about a Christmas lesson we all could learn. That it's not about, you know, another car in the garage, a bigger house, stuff that you're giving other people at Christmas to symbolize Christmas. Because how the greatest that ever lived came in to this earth tells us how we ought to live our life every day. Appreciate that call. More with Lee Stengem coming up.
I just need my baby's arms around me tight.
It's coming to me. I'm trying to think who this is. It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Blank has left the building.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, does it get better than Elvis Christmas music? Come on, get out of town. This is fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends from the magical Medora Christmas. That's right. And starting tomorrow, the revised tour schedule gets going. You heard last week we had Bill Sorensen on with us. And Bill is, of course, the great Buffalo Bill and a big part of the Christmas Medora magical music. Magical Medora Christmas music spectacular that a couple cast members had COVID, so they had to kind of readjust the whole schedule. So they're back at it tomorrow. They'll be in Wahpeton, Wednesday, Jamestown, Park Rapids on Thursday, Friday and Saturday this coming weekend in Bloomington, Minnesota, then Sunday the 19th up in Grand Forks, Monday the 20th in Fargo, and then Bismarck Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd is where they end. Medora.com/Christmas. Best place to get details and tickets for the upcoming tour stops and any other tour updates. Great show. You're going to love it. Best of the best. Okay? All right. Back in Grand Rapids, Minnesota for What's on Your Mind. By the way, What's on Your Ranch broadcast tomorrow in Hazelden, North Dakota. Do we stop at this program, Todd? No. We're in Grand Rapids on Monday, Hazelden, North Dakota on Tuesday, and who knows where next on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just how we roll right here on the program. By golly.
This is the witness protection program. He can't stay in one place very long or they catch up with him.
Oh, back with Lee Stengem, the author of The Late, The Great, Almost, United States of America on What's on Your Mind. Jimmy Fail at the bottom of the hour, and I still have to tell you about the next trip we're going to do to Norway, coming in June 2022. I promised I would tell you about that today in the program, so I will, I shall, I must. So, Lee, before I forget, and before this segment ends, I want people to know how to get your book. What's the easiest way to get the book?
Well, the easiest way is to go on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. Just type in The Great, The Late, Almost, the United States of America. And it will pop up. And on the website, especially in Amazon, you'll see that there are a number of comments that people have made with regard to the book. And I would encourage you, if you go on to look at the book, to take a read of some of those reviews.
Please do. Please do. Look at the reviews and also add your own review after you do. And we had a conversation recently with listeners who said, what are you not hearing on this show? What would you like more of? And one of the things some listeners said was authors. And I love talking with authors because it's a good opportunity to have people on that you otherwise would have a hard time scheduling, right now, because everybody likes to promote their book. We had James Golden on recently talking about his book about Rush Limbaugh, and it just affords us that opportunity. But I love also local authors and stories like Lee's taken with that. Here's a guy born in Watford City, North Dakota. It took the time to write this book and tell this story with great wisdom, prairie common sense that I absolutely love. So we love celebrating them, and we're going to kick off a What's on Your Mind book series so we celebrate some of these authors and have these conversations in the future. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the hope that came from Virginia and, okay, election integrity. Here's one of the questions I'm wrestling with right now, and I welcome input from the listeners on this too, and that is, there's no doubt in my mind that the lack of election integrity that came as a result of COVID rules being implemented. You know, mail-in ballots, lack of custodian ballots, all that affected the outcome of the election. There's no doubt in my mind. On the other hand, I believe we're getting closer and closer to November of 2022 and November of 2024 that we ought to spend our time looking forward to make, say, just say whatever happened can never happen again. And that's what I think happened in Virginia as well. Do we want Donald Trump to be the standard bearer? I mean, is Donald Trump the someone we want as the candidate for 2024? To go back to, you know, the premise of what you wrote in this book, which was that, okay, Obama was about to destroy this country. If Hillary wins, maybe we don't survive. Trump won. But guess what? Trump lost 4 years later. And now we have Biden. So, you know, we're sort of back in that balance of what's going to happen in 2024. Is looking forward to 2022, 2024, do you want Donald Trump to be the nominee? Would he be the one that would give you the most comfort going forward? Or do you want a new standard bearer, Lee?
Is that a question for me, Scott?
It is, yeah. It's for everybody, yeah. But I want to ask it of you.
Absolutely, 100%. I went to a number of rallies that he's had, and it's amazing the passion that the people that were there have for him. And I think that went on throughout the country, too. And, you know, I had the opportunity of being there and selling my books to a number of people. And it was, I think that enthusiasm will continue on. And we just have to do what we can to make sure that those people that disagree with him are put aside for the election so that we can concentrate on getting him reelected. Just if I might finish a little bit, my book talks a lot about the foreign policy positions of Obama versus the foreign policy of positions of Trump, and both in foreign affairs and domestic affairs. And when you compare their policy, there's no question which one should win. In addition, at the end of my book, I have, I think it's 15 pages of accomplishments of President Trump. And it was basically him pointing out all the accomplishments that he said he was going to make, and they actually came true. And he had wonderful run. In fact, his economic policies led to the lowest unemployment rates in, I think it was 60 years, across all of the genders and all of the races. And that's the kind of philosophy that is going to save this nation.
I saw some new poll numbers today on the disapproval of Biden. And by the way, they're getting worse every day. But the two top things that he had the highest disapproval on were inflation at 69% of America saying this guy's blowing it and is the reason for inflation. Huge number. And 66% was putting gun violence at his feet. I'm with you on foreign policy, but I'm amazed how many people do not pay attention to it. And it just, I mean, like Afghanistan should have been a reason for impeachment for Joe Biden, in my mind. But it happens one day and it's gone, and in the world we live, it's gone. But this inflation thing, the economy, don't you think that's going to be the undoing of Biden?
I think so. I think it's one of a number of things. I think the oil thing is a big deal. CRT, as we've talked about, abortion, southern border, people coming across the border. The thing that really frosts me is that they're getting people across the border, and then in the dead of night, they're flying them around to different parts of the country and dropping them off. So nobody knows where they're going, and people that are going to receive them aren't even aware that they're coming.
And with it, what Lee just described is not a crazy theory. It's happening. I've seen it with my own eyes. Been to the border three times. I think all this catches up with them. I agree. And we've got to just be grounded in hope to save this country and fight this battle. And Lee, you're doing it, and doing it so well by writing this book. God bless you. Thanks for the time today. We'll talk again. More after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind. You can tell the great Todd Mitchell is taking the very important mission of finding the perfect Christmas cheer to begin every segment with is on the job this morning, ladies and gentlemen, because we're pulling out some of the best. I have one request. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Okay, that was...
Any particular... I mean, there's a zillion who did it.
See if you can find the Rockettes Orchestra from the Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall version of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I'll take any version. But their version from that nativity scene, absolutely unbelievable. Been talking about the trip to New York City all morning, and I'm telling you, it's great. We're going to talk to the great Jimmy Fallon in just a moment, who was such a great host to our group in New York City. We'll talk with him about that and also a little bit about some things in the news here in just a moment. After I tell you about an amazing company, an amazing partner on this program, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. And Mike has an offer going now on the slippers that are pretty incredible. And here's the deal, folks. He's been canceled. Okay, let's just talk truth here. He's been canceled. He has been silenced. He's been banned from Twitter and, many news organizations will not have him on, won't let him go on, very few people just go, well, okay, why has he been canceled? Well, he's been canceled because he says things that are outside the mainstream that, networks don't want him to talk about, like the question we just discussed with Lee Stengem. What was the problem with election 2020? Was there election integrity? What were the just simple things that even whether you agree or disagree, it's somebody's opinion. In his case, based on tens of millions of dollars in investment to say, here's what went wrong. That's why it was canceled. So I don't know about you, but that motivates me to say, you know what? Something's a little smelly here. And if they've canceled him, I'm going to do my part to buy from him. So right now, for instance, when you buy footwear, slippers, moccasins, very well crafted, 10-year warranty on this stuff, they're 40% off. You're number one, doing your part to shut down the cancel culture. And number two, you get some great slip-ons and moccasins. So what's not to love, right? Huge discount now on the 3-inch mattress topper. Now 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square for these deals. Use the promo code SCOTT. You can also go to FrankSpeech.com, which is a great resource about all the lack of election integrity, by the way. And you can go to MyStore.com, American-made products for Christmas. No supply chain issues here. Call if you prefer, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT to take advantage of these great offers, okay? The great Jimmy Fallon, Fox Across America host, ladies and gentlemen, with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Jimmy?
Hey, man, congrats on surviving New York.
See, you were warning us about, you're crazy, it stinks here, the crime is awful. It was fabulous, I have to tell you. I don't know if it was the Christmas cheer of our group or what, or the warm welcome we got at Fox, but we had a great time. Loved every minute of it.
You guys looked so pleasant that I think the robbers thought it was a setup. You just looked so lovable. You really did. They were like, this one's too easy. Everybody was smiling. And plus, you're from Fargo. You guys in Fargo, you weren't cold. Everybody in New York was freezing. I actually, when we were standing out on the sidewalk with Janice Dean, I actually saw three penguins go inside. Oh, but you Fargo people. Don't mess around. It's impressive.
Oh, this is one of the funniest men in America, ladies and gentlemen, and also a great talk show host, great Fox host. We love it. He's just the best of the best. You were such a warm host, and it was so fun, and people were raving about it. Oh, Jimmy's great. He's so nice. He's funny, and spent all that time with us. So thank you on behalf of everybody. It was fantastic.
Listen, I'm good in like 10-minute doses. If they were around another 20 minutes, I would have been dodging a bookie. I would have asked to borrow somebody's pair of glasses to disguise myself. But, yeah, those first 10 are solid, but it was.
Oh, my gosh, it was so great. And we're working on a spot. I don't know if anybody in the sound of our audience, in the sound of our voice within our audience here, knows of a great comedy club. They're hard to find these days. They really are. But we'd love to have Jimmy come out and do some stand-up because he does a great stand-up. He's a comedian. He's been a cab driver, comedian, radio talk shows. He's done it all. If you know of a great comedy spot or somebody that does that on occasion for special events or whatever, let us know because we do want you to experience North Dakota. So we're on the lookout for a great spot. That's for
no,
sure.
I love that, Scotty. I've been on the road like with my show. I'm going to be doing it in central Pennsylvania this week. I'm in New York today, but then we leave tomorrow and we're doing a big gig with Connect FM. And we just did a big gig up in Utica. Then we were down in Texas. And now they're sending me out to Pittsburgh. And they'll have me in Nashville on New Year's Eve. You know, the whole point of the show, Fox Across America, is they wanted me, across America, doing the show in other markets, getting to meet the listeners, and, telling some jokes and having a good time. So I definitely, absolutely want to come to Fargo. I just hope that you guys are a little more responsible with my life than these Texans were. Because Texans don't know the difference between hospitality and a hazing ritual. And they fed me enough spare ribs and bought me enough beer. You know, Scott, that at some point I'm like, all right, so maybe these people don't like me. You know, in the beginning, everybody shows up with a place of ribs and has a beer with you, and that's great. But by the 30th plate of ribs and the 30th beer, you're like, what if my health isn't in their best interest? You know what I mean? And that's what I came away feeling. So if you guys play a little defense, I'll come out and I'll stay.
We'd be happy, and I promise no hazing. From our fine audience.
Well, the only other concern I have, really quick, is whenever I'm out in your neck of the woods and people hear my New York accent, they automatically assume I'm in the witness protection program. And I just want to clear up the fact that I am not.
Good point. I'm glad you did. I want to talk about a couple of things in the news here and get your take. Stephen Miller, who, of course, was one of Donald Trump's, I guess he was... from beginning to end, campaign through his presidency there longer than anybody, made a very interesting point about the border crisis and a way to take it on. And I'm curious what you think about this. He was on with Maria Bartiromo, one of your colleagues at Fox, who does the Sunday Morning Future show yesterday. Listen to what Stephen Miller had to say, and I want your take on this.
Yes, well, I'm in close touch with a number of my former colleagues in the Department of Homeland Security who have been sounding the alarm for months now that the situation in Yuma, Arizona is completely out of control. Yuma, Arizona is under siege. Remember, the population of Arizona is a fraction of the population of Texas, about 7 million in Arizona compared to Texas, 30 million. So this is bombarding an extremely small state compared to the size of Texas. So they're totally, completely overwhelmed. And there's two people in this country responsible for this crisis. And that's Senator Mark Kelly and Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Let me tell you how Washington works when you have a 50-50 split Senate. One phone call from either Senator Sinema or Senator Kelly to the White House that simply says, I'm a no on nominations, I'm a no on legislation, and I'm a no on Build Back Better until you end catch and release, and Biden folds. He folds. The fact that they haven't made that phone call, the fact that they haven't even called publicly for an end to catch and release, is monstrous. It is unforgivable. So if you're a citizen of this country, whether you live in Arizona or not, understand, either one of those two people has the power with one phone call to shut this down, and I pray that they will change their mind and do so.
What do you think of that approach, that idea, that concept?
Listen, I have Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on the line today. He's going to be on my show today, Fox Across America. He's filed four lawsuits against the Biden administration basically for this exact thing. They're not taking their obligation to protect the American people seriously. And, a lot of people conflate the border as like a Texas or an Arizona problem because that's where people are crossing. But the truth is the border is a national problem for every state in this country because we have record levels of fentanyl coming across that have contributed to record levels of overdoses in every state, not to mention the fact that people that are now being brought across this border illegally are being flown in the dead of night to other cities and other locales, something that Ron DeSantis is vowing to fight in Florida now. So Biden has really, and this is why their administration is in the bad position it's in a lot of these situations, they've shown an indifference to the American citizen. You know, whether we're talking about the border, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, whether we're talking about inflation, they're trying to dismiss problems that are legitimately harming people in real time. And they're trying to associate them with, like, Republican gripes, when the truth is the border is the front door to our house. It is an everyone gripe. The only hope, honestly, Scott, is I really, for the sake of the country, I don't want Trump back on Twitter. I don't want him out there nationally until we get through the midterms, because the truth is when Trump's on Twitter, everybody in the news focuses on everything Trump says. Right now, because there's nothing to focus on, Americans, for the first time ever, are paying attention to the substance, to the results of Democratic policies. They realize defund the police has spiked the murder rate. You know, they realize bail reforms have spiked the crime rate. They realize the border's out of control. These are things we wouldn't be paying attention to if Trump was fighting with Saturday Night Live right now. So I think he's exponentially better than Biden. I just want him to lay low and keep giving Biden rope, because they thought it was a win for the Democrats to get Trump out of the limelight, but it's actually killing them because everybody's paying attention now.
It's a very good point. So, and by the way, the Democrats are the ones that should get the pressure. In the case of Arizona, that's a purple state, right? That can flip. It happens to be two Democrats that are in there. But, boy, they've got to be careful. That's why Kristen Sinema has done what she's done to sort of say, you know, be careful on the Build Back Better thing. But he's got a very good point there. Now, I know a lot of people want Republicans to fight harder, but here's the deal. Whether it's the Attorney General in Arizona or our Attorney General in North Dakota that's fighting this stuff, they can swat that away because it's Republicans doing it. Whatever. Two Democrats getting pressure from Republicans to say no, no, no on everything, that's a game changer in a 50-50 Senate. So I think that's a brilliant strategy, and it has a chance of fighting, because if Republicans say, I'm no on everything, they're going to say, well, of course you are. You're no on everything. We know that already. We've baked that into the cake, and we don't need you for anything. But they need the two Democrats in Arizona. And this border situation, I couldn't agree with you anymore. People are paying attention. Now, the problem is so much crap coming at us, Jimmy. It's, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows. One day it goes off the radar, and then it's back. But I like his take on Yuma, Arizona. I like his take on the fact that it's smaller than Texas, and that this should make a big difference. I think it's big. I think it's a good way to go.
Mm-hmm. No, he makes a good point there. And, you know, catch and release, it never should have been a thing here in this country, because we all know people don't show up to their deportation hearings. You know, whether they're asylum seekers, whether they are actual, you know, convicts, they don't show up to the hearing because they know there's a chance they might get sent back. And in this instance, what catch and release is doing is empowering the drug cartels and the human traffickers, because it's ensuring people that they'll get into the country safely. If you get caught and released into the country, you made it. You know, that's why Remain in Mexico is so vital, and Biden has fought so hard not to implement it, because the God's honest truth is they want these people in the country. They don't want a secure border, no matter what they tell you. You know, what you say has nothing to do, you know, with anything. It's all about what you do. And what they've done at the border is they've let people in. You know, they've rolled back Trump policies just because, and we're all less safe as a result. I'm a little cranky this morning. I haven't even had my cup of meth yet. I apologize.
Well, I tell you what, you're dead on. Can't wait to the conversation with the AZ. The AG down in Arizona, because he's a champion of these issues and has done really good. So go to it with him today, and keep fighting. And thanks for being a great host in New York. You were awesome.
You're the best, Scotty. We'll do it again soon. Be well, buddy. Take care.
Jimmy Failla, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great Fox Across America talent there. He's the best. We'll take a break, come back with more, tell you about Norway and inflation when we come back. Don't go away. There you go. Love it, love it, love it, folks. Come along with us. New York City probably again next year. Looking forward to it. We want to come along to Norway. Carol Juven is a pro. He's a professional guide. Professional guide. Been to Norway 179 times. Nearly 50,000 people on tour during the past 54 years. And we said, will you do this trip for us? Will you do this trip with us? So Maria and I have put together a spectacular tour of Norway, June 6th through the 20th, and the fjords, the waterfalls, some World War II history, the majestic mountains, you can't even believe it. Now, this trip is filling up as well. We're going in June, and you put like a $200 deposit down, and they hold your spot, and it's incredible. I'm going to give you a telephone number where you can call Carol and the team, and they'll send you a complete packet of information. If those dates don't work for you, June 6th to 20th, there's other tours as well that they have planned in 2022, because we're back. We're able to go to Norway, okay? 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Okay, or juventours.com. That's J-U-V-E-N for Carol Juven and the team there. Promised I'd tell you about that. I also should tell you, we will be in Hazelden, North Dakota tomorrow. So Grand Rapids, Minnesota today, all the way over to Hazelden, North Dakota tomorrow, and I love every second of it. Every second. We're going to be at the Mike Appert Farm in Hazelden with some friends of theirs, with some neighbors of theirs. There's a Emmons and Logan wind farm there, Emmons County, Logan County, that is a great topic of conversation that we're going to tackle tomorrow on the program, and look forward to being there. Should be great. North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, our sponsor, along with Pucklett Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy, for our What's on Your Ranch, What's on Your Farm tour. And very simple, if you'd like us to come to your farm or your ranch, do the show, meet your friends, meet your neighbors, spend some time chatting and learning a little bit about what's happening on your ranch or your farm, send me a text, 701-367-2054. Lunch is on us. We bring the lunch. And I'm going to throw you the keys to the Trail Boss Chevy Silverado. I have a 2020. Waiting for a 2021, but I'm going to have a hard time giving up my 2020 because it's so awesome. From Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You can take that for a little test drive. And they tell me it leaves the Raptor in the dust. So if you're the Ford type. Yeah, I know. Those are fighting words. Those are fighting words, but that's what they tell me, Todd. That's what they tell me. So be out there tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I write a column every... It's actually in Saturday newspapers, Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo Forum, Grand Forks Herald, the Forum newspapers in North Dakota. And I wrote a column this week about inflation. And then Monday, come today, I see a new poll that shows that the top disapproval rating for Joe Biden is on inflation. 69% of Americans are mad at Joe Biden because of his horrible policies that have led to the inflation. Did you know the inflation rate in North Dakota is higher, almost by a full percentage point, than it is in the United States of America? And that's partly because of agriculture and the products that we use in agriculture, as well as energy that fuels much of North Dakota, are two of the biggest sectors that have been hit the hardest. That's why it's actually worse here. So I wrote a column about that and about how Joe Biden owns that. And every Saturday when I write a column, I get some interesting feedback from folks. This week did not disappoint. And I have shared some of the commentary. A listener from Saturday, reader, I guess, of the column from Saturday and also from Sunday that shared their comments on my Facebook page. I'm welcoming your responses to the two folks who basically said some version of, inflation is no big deal, and, it's as much Trump's fault as it is Biden's fault, and all kinds of woulda, shoulda, coulda excuses. Check them out on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Scott Hennen. Chris will share it on the What's on Your Mind page. Todd will share it on the K-Fire pages. I have two of them, one from Saturday, one from Sunday. Love your feedback on that, okay? So that's going to do it. We'll see you at the ranch tomorrow. What's on Your Ranch? Pucklage and North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Looking forward to being at the Appert Farm in Hazleton with their friends and their neighbors, talking about some great things happening in Emmons and Logan County. Also, we're going to stop in Valley City, Petroserve USA, and have some lunch tomorrow. Hope you do too. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Exit 292 Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue to I-29, NP Avenue, Glendon and Euland. Petroserve USA locations for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. God bless.